Blog Talk Radio. You are in the Inspiration Zone with the Angel Ladies. Join us for half an hour of sparkly conversation, uplifting ideas, and thought-provoking topics, and even some words of wisdom from the angels themselves. You never know what will happen, but it's always a fun-filled adventure. And now, here are your hosts, Deb and Jean, the Angel Ladies.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello,
this is Deb
and Jean,
and welcome to our show. We are happy to be with you, even though we are in a little bit of a different time slot.
Well, it was either that or cancel, and we didn't want to cancel, but life has been crazy.
It's been busy. 2 weeks ago, we couldn't be on the air because my car was, I was sitting on the side of a road in a dead car.
Oh, my God.
And last week, we had an emergency of some sort.
We had no computer.
Yes.
The computers went down.
That's right.
So we thought, okay, angels, you know.
What are you
if
telling
If you me? Don't feel like talking, you could do it in a little bit. You could let us know in a more kindly, convenient manner.
That's right.
You don't have to take down the whole computer.
Yeah. One that, please, you know, tell us without having to make us spend more money. But anyway, we're here now.
Yay.
And we made time, we made room for you because we enjoy doing this broadcast so much.
Absolutely.
And I see we've already got a guest and somebody waiting. We'll be having our little discussion and then getting to the phone lines in a bit.
Okay, that sounds terrific.
So what are we talking about today, Jean?
Oh, today we are talking about angels, who and what they are.
There's a lot of people. Everybody has a little bit different idea about what an angel is, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard a lot of interesting theories, and for those people it has worked. We tend to take a more grounded, traditional, I would say, point of view.
I would say more grounded.
Yeah. We're both clergy, and we both come at it from a Judeo-Christian standpoint. So,
well,
I think we're a bit we're more
in a world where,
boring about angels, perhaps.
In a world where every truth is equally respected and, you know, this is my truth. Well, my truth is that I'm a giant gumdrop, okay? You know, hello. You know, it leaves a lot of scope
mm-hmm.
for ideas that people might look a trifle askance at.
Askance.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You know, truths that we might not regard as, well, grounded.
Well, we wrote a book. Gosh, it's going on 12 years ago now, Angels Help Us Discovering Divine Guidance, which you can still get online on Indigo and through Barnes
probably,
and Noble.
Yeah, probably as in, through an e-reader, too.
Yep, it might be on Kindle.
They're never going to give us that book back.
The publishers have enjoyed that book. But in the book, as we did our research, we read
a gazillion.
50, 60 books, and then we went online. And we looked for angel websites and people's ideas about angels. We discovered that Archangel Michael has his own website, speaks only in capital letters, and
doesn't use very good grammar.
No, and was quite angry in his tone a lot.
That's right. And we found on another website that Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael
mm-hmm.
both wanted the same angel. And so we had a little romantic triangle going on in the heavens.
Oh, that's right.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry, there is nothing in angelology to support those ideas. Angels are purely loving. They do not respond with anger, even when we do things that are very wrong. And I'll tell you, I've been working with my angel John, my guardian, since I was a little one, and the nuns told us to do so. So I did. And John has had many occasions upon which to correct me, because I have a temper and I can get snippy and I can, you know, hey, I'm...
Jean, you?
Oh, more than most. You know, I mean, I'm human and I have a whole heck of a lot of flaws. And so John has had many, many, many occasions to, you know, kind of snap me back to the straight and narrow. And never once has John done so in a way that felt angry or critical or condemning. It's always been, for example, I'll just be honest, I have got a real flair for sarcasm, and I can be fairly snarky. And on more than one occasion, John has simply said, is that language becoming an angel lady? And before that, John would say things like, is that kind? That's all, just a gentle question. Was that kind? No anger, and with such an atmosphere, there was such a warmth around the question that I couldn't be angry or resentful.
I find that
because there was no attachment to my response.
Yes.
He simply posed the question. And then if I continue, you know, and many times I said, I don't care, John, I'm angry and I am going to vent. And I could feel him just kind of, there was like a nod of, you know, acknowledgement, and then a step back to let me hold forth and, you know, do what I was going to do. And so the angry Michael flies in the face of everything that I have heard or experienced around angels. And when I say heard, I mean from people whose messages resonate as truly
angelic
from God's realm. Yeah.
I'm thinking of all, you know, when we do our workshops and we teach people how to receive angel messages, always, or when you're doing a reading or I'm helping people, there's such an emotional relief and release when you recognize an angelic voice, because it's familiar in a way that we can't explain. It's almost like sometimes the angels look at us like we would look at a little, you know, six-month-old baby. You know, oh, isn't that cute? Or that feeling of we're going to find our own path. That, you know, gonna let them handle their own mistakes, and they give us guidance. But the impact of hearing the angels when you've channeled the angel, you know, I instantly get tears. I instantly feel so honored and so amazed, and it's like wonder. Mm-hmm. So there's an impact that we feel when we are in that realm of angelic guidance. We can recognize. We kind of come about angels in a traditional sense. Many people have other ideas about what angels are and who they are, as we've said, and you just have to do a Google search to find out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I want to
interrupt before I forget.
Okay.
When you're dealing with people, we're talking about the spiritual realm, and let's face it, there's no handbook given, you know, from the cloud to tell us who and what and how and so on. And so the message is only as good as the message is, right? And so the way you decide, you have to discern. You've got to discern, because people, when you've got something like spiritualism where there is no hard and fast, there is no, you know, licensing board for a reader, you know, you're kind of, it's buyer beware, right? Mm-hmm. And so you've got to reflect on what is loving creator all about, i.e. love, what are angels all about, i.e. love, and messages that don't resonate with that, really you have to discard. I am reminded of that person who came to us when we were doing a talk somewhere, some church or other, very sad because she had been to an angel reader who gave her a message from her angel and told her that her angel wasn't ready to speak to her yet. Excuse me? But the angel would, of course, speak to the reader for her. So feel free to come back when you need a message from your angel, and I'll give it to you, but the angel won't talk to you.
And pay me money.
Oh, please. That is
unconscionable. And pay me money to get the angel message.
That is unconscionable. Your angels will always speak to you. They will always give you a message. You are never, you know, you may decide you don't want to hear from your angel, and that's your right and your free will, and the angels respect that. But when you say, angel, I want to speak with you, and you get back, no, I don't want to talk to you. I'm going to talk to her instead. That is not the voice of an angel you got, okay? So
the angels are talking to us all the time, whether we believe in them or not. You know, sometimes it's We perceive it as an intuitive voice. Sometimes, if you know, it's the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
People give it different names, or, you know, our intuition. But it all works together for good to
yes.
help us.
And it's always uplifting and loving.
Mm-hmm.
So angels, who are they? Who are the angels, Deborah? What's an angel?
Well, Jean.
Tell me, Mr. Wizard.
My understanding, actually, angels, from the angels themselves, they've told us that, you know, I remember our when we were writing the angel book, we met our communication angel named Mickey. And Mickey is quite the vibrant little guy and very sparkly and bubbly, calls me Debs, which is kind of fun. And we were asking him, you know, what color are you? How do you look? And he said, well, right now I'm wearing golf pants. Made us just, you know, laugh. We thought that was the funniest thing. And he said, and you know what's in them? And we said, well, what's in your golf pants? He said, nothing, because I'm just energy. I am energy. And, you know, his colors were more a little green and blue because he has healing and communication is predominantly why he's helping us. But he made the point that, you know, they don't have a body. They don't have, they're not human.
Gender.
They don't have gender. They might have tendencies like a more masculine or feminine, but they are qualities.
What we consider masculine.
Exactly. But I think, you know, what we've come to understand is that the angels are not human. They've never lived. They're a different order created by Creator, primarily to help us and to help the planets, help the universe, make things more smooth in their course.
Now, when it comes to the names, angels don't actually have a name the way we have names. We've got names because we're human. We relate to the world. We name and categorize things to help us understand.
Mm-hmm.
The angels don't have to do that. Number one, they don't have a brain. Number two, they don't have the five senses. They're spirit, right? So when we relate to everything through our physical body, our physical senses, our cognitive understanding, the angels are on a different level. They recognize things with an energetic signature. So it's more of a feeling rather than a naming. So they'll use names to make it easier for us. And it, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, we can call them, you know, Joe, Fredo, whatever. It doesn't matter. They'll answer to the name that we give them because they know it is a help to us. It makes it easier for us to communicate with them, to accept them, to get to know them. So they'll work with the names. And if we ask, they will give us a name, which generally has meaning, you know, for us to uncover, but it's not like the name of the angel is.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just something for our benefit. In the same way, angels recognize that we use words in a variety of ways. We have angels, and the religious understanding of an angel is very different from the financial understanding of an angel, which is an investor who lends money to new enterprises, and they're like an angel. They help, right?
I've been angeled into this project.
Yes. You know, if somebody pays your way into something, you are angeled in. They're your angel. You know, they're not angels in the religious, spiritual sense. You know, we see a cute baby. Oh, isn't she an angel? Well, no, she's a cute baby, but she has qualities like an angel. And so our dear departed loved ones, we may like to think of them as angels because they have qualities of an angel. They are loving. We loved them, etc. Doesn't make them an angel, but it is pleasant to think about.
Well, and we can perceive their presence with us still.
Sure can.
That loving, guiding entity that they are, their spirit is always with us. And so that can be angelic in our perception, whereas they're being who they were in relationship with us always.
Just unencumbered. Yeah, just unencumbered with the personality, right?
Exactly.
You know, so we use the word sort of poetically rather than factually. So we consider, well, oh, she's an earth angel. You sweet thing, you baked a cake, aren't you an angel? Well, that's about as earth angel as you're going to get. You know, someone who does something nice. They're an angel. Angels do not incarnate and live a human life. They don't have to, because they have more power to help and assist us from their you know, using all their angelic power than they do coming into, squeezing into a human body, getting through a birth canal, hello, you know, dealing with colds and flu and, you know, bodily limitations and financial, you know, that would hinder them, not help them to help us. That would hurt their goal, their task, their charge given to them by God, which is to guide and to protect us.
But we certainly have heard stories of angels jumping into people at times like that.
You mean channeling?
Well, no, I'm thinking the traffic accident story that we heard when the woman had a car full of kids and it was very icy, and she came up over the brow of a little hill and saw like 18 cars ahead of her off
right,
the road.
Right.
And she said she physically felt like something jumped into her, and she has no knowledge of, she said she was like Mario Andretti. She was steering around stuff. She said she was doing stuff that she really didn't have any skill to know. But she felt the presence of her angel. Maybe the angel was holding onto her hands as she was driving.
I would have said overshadowed maybe, but not jumping into.
Yeah, but we have heard animal
Jesus
stories.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel, yeah.
And angels assume the appearance, whatever appearance is necessary.
Right.
And just a week or so ago, I told the story of my dad with the tire.
I
you know,
thinking about that.
I mean, you know, it looked like he was dealing with two men in a white car, but you know, on the flat roads of Louisiana, where you could see miles in either direction, that car was nowhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, with no turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
We were driving in a swamp.
We hear lots of traffic,
you know?
Angel
mean,
stories. I love
you know,
it.
So angels can assume whatever appearance works best for us, horse, dogs, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean the angel has actually incarnated and lived a human life. And that does not indicate that, you know, my best friend is actually an earth angel, which...
It doesn't resonate with us. It resonates with some people, though, and if that helps to work in their life for good, then,
well, it
you know.
Does help. You know, I'm codependent, therefore I'm an earth angel.
Mm.
You know, look how fat I am. I'm an earth angel. I'm struggling dealing with the pains of the world. You know, I can't say no. I deal with I'm in my abusive relationship because I'm an earth. You know, excuse me. That's it. I don't know where that comes from, but that's an idea that simply is so out of alignment with what angels are. Angels are all about loving Creator, and loving Creator is perfection, not
mm-hmm.
abuse, not codependency,
mm-hmm.
not overeating, guilty. You know, I mean,
and not in any need to, you know, come to earth to settle anything.
No.
I mean, angels are pure energy, and they're pure, one of our, was it Mary Baker Eddy who said they're thoughts of God,
mm-hmm.
they're sparks of divine thought. I mean, they are, without God or Creator, they don't exist. And they're the first. We've done many workshops where people will accuse us of worshiping angels, which couldn't be farther, because even if we did, angels wouldn't accept it. They tell us that our thanks and praise go straight through them, right to Creator, because
mm-hmm.
that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
And Jean has channeled angels recently. There was one in particular. All the time they were speaking, you could tell that they were praising Creator. It was such an amazing lightness of being and thanksgiving and quite remarkable. So they were talking to me, but at the same time, when they were like split focus, they were always, it was a cherubim.
Pray without ceasing.
Pray without ceasing and encourage me to do the same. Like, how can you doubt? How can you not have faith? How can you, you know, how can you be worried about this situation when in fact you're in the palm of Creator's hand, and just as the voice, with the voice alone, I still hear it ringing in my ears. It was quite a blessing to me, because that was around the time the car died. So
okay.
I needed a little bit of a shot of encouragement
yeah,
from
that
the angels.
Yeah, channeling. I've been channeling angels, good grief.
Oh.
Since decades.
Yeah.
We won't count the decades.
But you at first could not handle the higher energy.
It used to be very exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be very exhausting.
And recently you channeled Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, without any ill effect. What do you think?
The angel known as
Gabriel.
The angel formerly known as Angel. Anyway, so long story short, who and what are the angels? Pure spirits, no bodies, no gender, no names. They don't incarnate on earth. Don't tell me I'm an earth angel. Deborah, don't tell Deborah she's an earth angel. We get this all the time. You're really earth angels. Oh, who we. We're really people. And the eternal spirit that we are is not that of an angel, but that of our own souls,
yes.
Just like your soul. And they are just as shining and brilliant and wonderful and glorious as anything else you're going to find up there.
That's right.
But we're human beings.
Yeah.
We're not the angels. And angels are always loving. They're always gracious. They always are kind and warm and uncritical and accepting and beautiful. And anything else, who and what they are? But it's okay. The angels tell us all the time. It's okay to think that, you know, dead grandma or dead puppy is an angel in heaven because they have no ego.
Yeah.
You know, just as they accept nothing for themselves and give it all to Creator. You know, if Susie Pooh says, oh, my dead iguana is now my angel, well, the angels have no problem with that.
And as long as it's working for good and pointing you to
love
and being more loving and being more open to love, then
being more tolerant.
Yeah, and compassionate and forgiving,
mm-hmm.
forgiving yourself, then, you know, there's an angelic quality to it that,
mm-hmm. So if you think that you're really an angel in a physical disguise, and because you're an angel in a physical disguise, you see yourself as, you know, a helper, someone who's compassionate, someone who's humble, someone who is gracious, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
if the idea that you are an earth angel makes you feel like, well, now I have to do the right thing, I have to practice scrupulous integrity, I have to be utterly humble, there's no room for I'm better than, well, then that works for good, whether you think you're an earth angel or the tooth fairy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it either way. Anyway, the angels gave a channeling on that just recently, which will be in the July issue of our newsletter. If you're not on our newsletter list, Successful Spirit, you want to be there. www.theangelladies.com. Subscribing is free. It is, anyway, July there's going to be the channel message they just gave me recently will be in that one. And a lot of other good stuff.
Oh, yeah. We've recently expanded the newsletter into a webzine, Successful Spirit webzine. And we're inviting guest writers. We've got some new people that are writing for us this month. Comes out every month. There's always an angel article and a prosperity law of attraction article. Now we've got a life coach. And we'll have an astrologer doing a month ahead. Jean sends some fabulous horoscopes for this month.
So it's fun.
It's fun, and it's going to be published on Friday.
And the articles are all short, so it's an easy read because it comes to you through your computer.
That's right.
So we do try to make it short and easy to fit into your busy lifestyle.
We should also do a plug for our angel workshop coming up in July.
That's right.
Three Monday nights,
mm-hmm.
Covering all the stuff you want to know about angels and how to hear their messages. By the time the course is finished, you'll be receiving angel messages. You'll be giving angel messages to other people, maybe, but you'll understand how they speak to you, how you receive their guidance, how they work with your inner knowing and intuition. And it's a very, very good course.
And so the first part
will begin in
July.
Yes.
You can check it, the Angel Ladies Workshops.
That's right. It is the first part because this does take into the Way of the Angels, which is a certification course.
That's right. But all the parts are open to anybody.
We love angels.
I don't have any questions in chat.
No. It's because I guess we're not in our usual time slot. People weren't on, but we're not on
at lunchtime.
No, it's kind of like afternoon break with angel ladies.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a caller.
They might be
just listening or they might be waiting with a question.
Well, let's find out.
Let's go ask them.
This is 2508.
Hello, you're on the air with the Angel Ladies.
Hello.
Hi, Angel Ladies. This is Ibizar. How are you today?
We're fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I don't think I've called your show before, so I don't really know how you conduct your show.
Well, we end up our show by talking with the listener. If they have a question or if they just want an angel message, then we go ahead and get back to them.
If you have a question, Jean's got her cards, or she'll listen to the angels and give you some advice if you need it.
So do I have to ask the question to get an angel message or no?
No, if you just want an angel message, we'll just go ahead and see what they've got to say for you. Can I have your first name?
Ibitar.
Bitar? Okay, angels, what have you got to say for her today? Huh. Okay. So I'm gathering that you work a lot with angels. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, because they're saying they speak with you. So what's the message? They're saying that they're giving you a white rose. They use shorthand for me. White rose is the pure heart. So they're pleased with the work that you have done on their behalf. Do you understand what that is?
On their behalf?
Yeah, like
behalf.
You work with them and you act in a way that serves them. Do you understand? Serves their purpose. Do you understand that?
Oh.
If I give a message to somebody, I'm acting, you know, I guess in a sense on the angel's behalf. I'm giving voice to their message. If I stop and give a homeless guy a couple of sandwiches, I'm acting in a sense on their behalf. I'm being their hands. You follow? And they're saying that you do this, that you act on their behalf. You follow their guidance and direction toward love. They're saying that they're indicating that, yes, you do, that you have extreme compassion.
Extreme compassion.
You really hurt. You hurt for other people, and they're forgive me. They're kind of warning you against that. Okay. They're saying that you sympathize because your own pain. You know, they say when someone dies, you don't just grieve that person, but you grieve all the losses in your life, right? And they're saying that when you observe another's pain, you reach out to them with such tremendous compassion, mindful of the pain that you have suffered. Do you understand? And they're saying you carry their burdens. Do you understand? And they're saying their burdens are not yours to carry. And they're asking.
I learned.
Yeah, they're saying witness and affirm them, but their burdens are not yours to carry. And always remember, you know, when you pray for these people, when you send healing, you send good thoughts, you know, when you fret, when you worry, when they come to mind, see them always in the hands of loving Creator. And send angels to assist them in handling their challenge. And the angels are saying that when you send them in this way, when any of us do, they act. So if I know that Sharon has a broken foot and it's really given her a lot of pain and they're having trouble making the bone knit properly, whatever. And so I'm really feeling sympathetic towards Sharon. Then I have to visualize, you know, in my mind I see God holding her and lifting her and helping her to walk again. And I send angels go and make it happen. I send 1,000 angels to Sharon to help the bones knit and to get her where she needs to be. And the angels will do that precisely because of your request. And they're saying, in this way, you have power. And so you need not be unhappy. Because what I'm getting is that your heart is so for other people. Their pain, you see it and you feel it. It's like almost like you share in it with them. Do you follow? And
yeah,
I'm very they want to help you, to give you relief from that.
Okay.
Do you find that you do take on a lot of, like if somebody's upset, you feel that very strongly in yourself?
Yes, because I'm empathic. It's like I'm a sponge. But I'm getting much better. I'm getting much better, much better.
I think that must be what the angels were saying, that they were appreciative,
I think as women, we go through many things. And we're naturally empathic as well as having our gifts, you know, to tap into where people are. And it helps us heal people. It helps us understand them. And you have a very strong healing gift. I would say, it's funny, I was talking to somebody earlier about being a wounded healer. Because you've been in situations that have taught you, you know where that person is. So now it's a question of taking a back step and letting them be in their pain or in their circumstance, knowing how they are, but not taking it into yourself, but allowing divine love to channel through you and helping them through you rather than taking it on yourself. You're there on behalf of that healing, universal healing love. And I think a lot of people who are healers do that just unconsciously because we feel so deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of working with a guide?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, excellent.
I think I have more than
you've
one.
You've had a change in guides. You've had a change in guides, haven't you?
Change, okay.
Yeah, you've had a new... I'm getting a guide with you, and I'm understanding that this is a new guide for you, a very
mm-hmm.
gentle spirit. I get the name Maya,
mm-hmm.
M-A-I-A, Maya.
Was she my daughter in another life?
Could have been. Mm. That could have been, because while angels don't incarnate, guides are humans that have elevated, almost like ascended masters.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maya, were you her daughter? She's smiling. It's almost like a giggle. Like, you know when you tell somebody a lie and they find you out and you're like, hee hee. Not quite as banal as that, but kind of a little ducking head and smiling. I'm getting almost an Asian influence on her, so this may have been, oh, for crying out loud, yeah. Okay, now, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, this was from one of your lifetimes in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to access the wisdom from that lifetime? Because it might be something for you to work on, because, you know, work with your higher self and Maya, Maya, whatever, May, whatever. May? Well, it starts off like that. Or call her whatever you like. She won't mind. But work with her, because there's a good bit of wisdom coming from that lifetime that you can tap into in conjunction with your work in this lifetime. Do you recognize that?
No, I don't recognize that, but I just recently found out that she was there and she's closer, and that, you know, she was, you know, a daughter in a previous life, lifetime. And I can feel her presence sometimes. Huh?
Do you see her? Do you see her?
No, I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her.
I'm seeing a figure in white, a white veil, like wrapped around the head,
mm-hmm.
dark hair. Doesn't have the, you know, the eyes don't especially look Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Skin tone would be good, I guess. But very small, very slender, but absolute white robes. It might have been maybe more toward, I'm thinking Asia in terms of like China, Japan, Thailand. But looking at the costume might be more... Western, maybe India, that region, rather than Japan, China, given
mm-hmm.
the headdress. At any rate, you might try doing some work around that one, do some meditation around that and see what you come up with.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll begin to do that. Just go into meditation and just ask.
Mm-hmm. And the important thing to take away from the message of the angels to you today is that they are grateful to you. They recognize the pure heart with which you undertake service, and they acknowledge it and honor you for that, and thank you. They thank you for your work, you know, on behalf of love.
Wow, that is
so blessed.
Wonderful.
Are you? Super. Blessed are you? Well, thank you for your call. We're only 3 minutes over. Thank you very much. You have a great rest of the week. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think we did really well. We're only 3 minutes over. I'm proud.
Well, and I did put a little Facebook message up to people saying, Jean's giving messages if you want to call in right now. But nobody has.
Hey, you snooze, you lose.
That's right.
We hope all of you are having a wonderful week and that it only gets better as we head toward the weekend. Don't forget to sign up for the newsletter, www.theangelladies.com.
Yes.
If you're interested in learning more about angels, www.theangelladiesworkshops.com. and we'll tell you what you need to know. We wrote the book on angels.
And always remember to put the in front of the angel ladies.
That's right. We are the angel ladies.
Otherwise, you get a brothel in Nevada, and we don't want you going there unless you really want to.
We don't judge.
Not us, though. It's not us.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll
be
back at noon
next Wednesday. And you can always listen to us in the archive. So thank you for joining us. Have a great day.
Bye now.
I'm going to find the closing music. Here we go. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on our program. If you'd like to learn more about the Angel Ladies and the products and services we offer, just visit our website at theangelladies.com. You'll find a link to subscribe to our mailing list and an invitation to join us on our Facebook page. Until next time, may you walk with angels and may you be blessed.